وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير عزيز مولانا سليم صاحب for all your duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in rank and shower his choicest blessings on you and your family. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we enjoy and cherish every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, today we bring you a story of Musa alayhi salam and the aspect of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So revelation once came to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, O Musa, I have made you my chosen one. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam replied, O Lord, what is the special quality through which you make your chosen ones, so that I may increase in it and rise in your esteem? So Allah replied, I love my bondsmen very much when they behave towards me like infants, who in spite of their mother's punishment and anger, still attach themselves to her instead of fleeing. When that mother gives him a slap, he still flees to her, and while crying, holds on to her strongly. We'll find that these little children teach us the aspect of tawakkul and trust in Allah. They cry and they only call out, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy. And they're teaching us to say, Allah, Allah, Allah. And so, Mommy fulfills all the needs of this little baby, even though the baby is unable to speak. She is a close attention to the baby, and the baby will always turn towards the mother. We've seen on many occasions how a mother beats a 3-year or 4-year-old child, telling him to get out of the house. But the child, shouting and crying, holds fast onto his mother's legs. So, O Allah, we beg you through your mercy and grace that you grant us a strong relationship with you, even stronger than that between a mother and child, and also grant the same favor to all the Muslims. Ameen. A small child does not want help from anyone except the mother. He even shows no inclination to his father. Instead, only looks upon his mother as the source and original of all good and evil. Listening to this here, it reminds me, you know, our computers have a motherboard. When we refer to the earth, we say Mother Earth. And there are so many other terms where we will speak about my mother tongue, you know. You'll find that the word mother is used. It's because of the close bond and affection that a mother has with a child. O Musa alayhi salam, your imagination and connection with us in good and evil is similar to that. That except for us, your attention is not drawn to anyone else. O Musa alayhi salam, in your view, anyone other than us is ineffectual, like a clod of earth or a stone, whether that one is an infant, a young man, or an old man. So what is the lesson in here? Murana Rumi Ramatullah Ali has explained Nabi Musa alayhi salam's conception of Tawheed, and then gives the advice that we too should try to bring our contact with Allah on the same level. We should also pray for and work out plans to bring it to that level, so that it becomes like the relationship a small child has with its mother, and have the same dependence on Allah as a small child has on its mother. No matter in what condition Allah keeps us, whether in calamities or in comfort, in health or in sickness, whether in a stage of want or of plenty, whether he keeps us pleased or displeased, whether he brings about sweet conditions or bitter circumstances, whether he brings about conditions in accordance with our temperaments and to our liking, or conditions against our temperaments and not of our liking. In all these cases and circumstances, we should turn to him and not flee from him. No matter what the conditions, we should still rub our foreheads against the frame of his door and cry before him as we beg of him to keep us safe from all evils and beg of him pardon for the sins we have committed. Apart from Allah, we should look at no one else as our place of refuge, and no matter what conditions he causes to be brought upon us, we should be satisfied there with saying, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, all praise be to Allah in every condition.
Should we become displeased and impatient at conditions that prevail over us, then the calamity will most definitely not subside, but our iman can leave us. So that means, together with the loss of worldly things, our success in the hereafter can also be destroyed. When there is a delay in the acceptance of our du'as, do not become distressed, but retain our hope in Allah. Now let's look at Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. He prayed earnestly for his missing son, for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, for such a long time, and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his dua was fulfilled after 40 years. So Allah is the ruler, the Hakim, and at the same time, he is also the wise one, the Hakim. He knows what progress is made by a person spiritually in his iman and ikhlas, and he knows what rank is acquired through patience and perseverance, ranks which cannot be attained through spiritual strivings, mujahada. So remember the calamities which face the prophets, the sahaba, and the saints. Even our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what difficulties he went through, that will supply us inner strength. We must visit the gatherings of the saintly ones, the pious people, inform them of our spiritual conditions and consult with them. And we must continue to admit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our weakness and inability, seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our safety and our welfare. We must always think of the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most merciful and the wise one. All these things will be easily understood from attending the gatherings of pious people. Another point that's worth bearing in mind, that whenever a minor calamity befalls us, it is a protection from a major calamity. So one should therefore say, oh Allah, thank you, make shukr that you did not send a bigger calamity over me. Once there was a pious person, he was walking past somebody's house, and the lady up from upstairs just threw the ash over the wall, and it fell on him. And when his murids were with him, they inquired from him, what has happened? And he said, he addressed his nafs and he said, you know, you are worthy that hot coals should have been dropped on you, but just be thankful that only ash has been thrown on you. So they averted their mind, you know, from creating any problems and arguments by looking at something lesser, you know, than what could have happened that could have been major. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must make dua that Allah ta'ala change this calamity through his merciful grace to a bounty of safety. So once a holy man set forth from his home, and when he came out, his head struck the doorframe, and the blow was so heavy that he fell down to the ground. And he uttered the words, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, all praise be to Allah at every condition. Allah is the wise one, all-knowing. In each and every action of a servant, there is good and wisdom, which is hidden. So his servant who was with him objected to his utterance, and he said, I don't understand. I cannot see what benefit there was for you in this blow which struck your head. And you're saying, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. A short while later, it became known that in the direction in which the saintly one was proceeding, there were a few enemies with sticks who were waiting for him to attack him. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala averted that situation because he fell down and became, you know, unconscious for a while. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such righteous beliefs, which will become a means towards becoming beloved in the sight of Allah and accepted by Allah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.